AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Pam Bondi dodged questions while clashing with Democrats who criticized her for turning the Justice Department into a political weapon. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
From the legal rationale for sending troops to American cities,
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House.
To the Jeffrey Epstein files.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. You won't do it today, but eventually you will.
Bondi repeatedly responded to top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dick Durbin and others with right-wing talking points about the Biden Justice Department being weaponized.
The historic betrayal of public trust.
Durbin says Bondi has turned her department into a stain on American history.
What has taken place since January 20th, 2025 would make even President Nixon recoil.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP spotted National Guard members from Texas at a facility outside Chicago. President Trump was asked about the possibility of National Guard troops going into that city.
Chicago's a great city, but you can't be a great city if you have murders and if you have a lot of problems, and they do.
The president has brought up the possibility furloughed federal workers might not get back pay from the government shutdown. This is Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
My assumption is that furloughed workers will get back pay. But the broader question here is, the answer to everything right now is open up the government.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the House says more Republicans are backing their side.
This fight is about the health care of working-class Americans, middle-class Americans, and everyday Americans.
On the two-year anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, peace talks between Israel and Hamas resumed in Egypt. Three scientists at U.S. universities have won the Nobel Prize in Physics for advancing quantum technology. This is AP News. A truck driver is suing former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez and Fox TV.
Following a bloody fight police say was started by Sanchez. The lawsuit accuses Sanchez of starting a fight outside a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The altercation left the 69-year-old truck driver Perry Toll with severe injuries. Toll also stabbed Sanchez during the fight. Sanchez faces a felony battery charge and several misdemeanors. Toll's lawsuit seeks damages and attorney's fees. Sanchez was in Indianapolis for Fox's coverage of a football game. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Tesla rolled out new, cheaper versions of two of its electric car models, hoping it will help revive flagging sales. The new Model Y costs just under $40,000. The company is also offering a cheaper version of its Model 3 for under $35,000. Tesla has faced anti-Elon Musk boycotts over the past year. Sales and profits have plunged, but Tesla's stock has risen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.